This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
DQ's here. Hi, DQ.
Hi.
What's going on in your world? Anything exciting?
No.
All right. Quality.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day.
58 more minutes.
Yep,
all right.
That's
good.
It. Fantastic. Ooh,
yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, where do we begin? Where do we begin?
It's a busy sports week.
There's a lot going on. We got baseball starting up here with the regionals. What did you say? This is the third easiest regional?
Yeah.
Who said this?
I was reading one of the D1 baseball guys had written, he had ranked them 1 through 16, and, yeah. and the Arkansas regional was 13th, meaning it was the 13th most difficult. And I think what it lacks is star power. Doesn't lack a lot of big names. I don't think anybody knows anything about Kansas State, Louisiana Tech, or SEMO. The only team that you know anything about is the host. So it does lack a little bit of star power, and I think everybody's assumption is that Arkansas will just blow through this.
The assumption is this will be a cakewalk.
Right, right. Like Taco
Remember Bell, a cakewalk?
Yeah, like a Taco Bell at 2 a.m. They'll just run right through this. Right. Not so fast, my friend. A Louisiana Tech bunch, I don't know. These three teams, they prefer offense over pitching. Okay. So we could have some high-scoring games.
So here's the thing about this. Because we consume baseball here still, as good as Dave's been for as long as he's been, most of the populace, most of the people consume baseball like it's football. Maybe it's because they only watch 3 weeks out of the year. I don't know. But we still consume baseball like it's football. And so we start playing the look at the front of the jersey game.
True.
And you start looking and you're like, oh, these guys aren't in the SEC. They suck. And this is what happens. And then, things don't always work out
there. A cautionary tale is TCU. Everybody got wound up last year and nobody knew anything about TCU, but you caught maybe the hottest team in the country last year when they rolled in.
My first a couple of things there. This should be a manageable regional. However, bad teams don't win 45 games like Louisiana Tech. Like in this sport, like you don't win 45 games by playing, 40 tomato cans, all right? So you can't win 45 games and be bad. Okay, so that's the first thing I will say about all that. It's so funny too because we consume this like it's football. The season, Chuck talked about this recently here on our show, that the season begins with this weekend. Like what has happened to this point, nobody cares. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What will define, and basketball is like this to a certain extent, but I still think we remember big things in the regular season. In basketball, but man, we don't remember anything in the regular season in baseball. It is all about what happens when you are wearing the NCAA patch on your shirt in June.
In this case,
the last day of May.
Without question, and they are in a situation now where they are probably, and I'd have to go back and look at this, but maybe over the last 10 games or so, they're the team that's been a little wishy-washy. The rest of this group is coming in hot. and they're coming off, you know, their conference tournaments are coming off, you know, strong finishes to their regular season. It's Arkansas's got some things they've got to get sorted out. Looking at ERAs, and you can't tell everything by the numbers because matchups are what's important. Yes. But if you're looking at, you know, at numbers, Arkansas has a chance to put up a bunch of runs this weekend. A bunch. Ball flying all over the place. They should be heavily favored in every game they play. What you can't do is go out game one and lose and put yourself in that position where now you've got to win everything. Get game one, I think everything settles down and they move easily into the super regionals. You lose game one, man, everything becomes a possibility at that point.
I don't believe this team is... So, if you go perfect in the supers or in the regionals, you go 3-0. You win Friday, you win Saturday, you win Sunday. I don't think this team has enough to get to Monday. Oh. Meaning they have to go 3-0. I don't think they have enough arms to go to Monday. I don't think they can do it. So they have to win Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They have to go 3-0 because I don't think they can handle the extra game.
We also don't know what everybody else has. Can they get to Monday? And I think, you know, the way college baseball teams are built, nobody's prepared to play 4 days in a row. Nobody's built for that. You're piecemealing whatever you can in a Monday baseball game. I agree. If they win Friday night, man, it's over. It's, you know, they'll win Saturday, they'll win Sunday, they'll move on. I just, when do you pitch Hagen Smith? When do you bring in your big guns, and how do they handle the pressure? For some of them, it'll be the first time going through this.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's always daunting. They did not play well in Hoover.
I don't know. You know, last year you had the kid from TCU come in and go, what, 8-for-11 or something like that? I think that this is crazy to say, but, you know, you could see something like that happening with a Peyton Holt or something. Like, he's just, there's a vibe about him that, you know, obviously he had some success away from here. But, man, in that building with all that energy on his side, I don't know what the limit could be there. I think he's going to have a huge impact on whatever happens with the regional
now,
this upcoming weekend.
I will remind you, we talked about this very briefly last week. Hagen Smith has not been great in the postseason. He has a career in 9 appearances, 6.75 ERA. Mm-hmm. Now, some of that skewed by the one bad game against TCU last year and a 185
win. He gave up
a
snowman in that game. Yes.
You take that out, his ERA is still double his career average. It's about 3.5. His ERA or his whip only drops down to about 1.63. He has not been great in the postseason. So I think putting all your eggs in that basket is dangerous, but, you know, are you going to hold him until
it's necessary?
It's necessary. You know, it's not a guaranteed thing with him on the weekends in the postseason. It's not set in stone. So,
but this, again, because the season starts this weekend, his legacy, if you want to use that first takey kind of word, will be made this weekend. He will either be, you know, oh, you remember watching him, he was great, or he will be the guy that gets them close to, if not all the way to the finish line. And because there's only one thing missing from the trophy case over there. And I don't know if they're going to do it, but I mean, that's the expectation, isn't it? Does anybody expect anything else? So I don't know, but they are, SEMO's won 8 out of the last 10.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas's gone 3-7 in their last 10. Louisiana Tech's won, I think, 8 of their last 10. And SEMO is coming off of winning their conference tournament.
And keep in mind, Louisiana Tech's a team that Arkansas is familiar with and vice versa. They've played before.
No.
This is not an unfamiliar group, but that's the team that I would be most concerned about is La Tech.
I think they're the... I think that's tough, but... I think they can do it if they can get to if they can stay in front of the losers bracket. I mean, you could go if you lost Sunday and had to play the fourth game on Monday. Maybe they could have enough, but man, to have to play two on Sunday and then another one on Monday potentially, I don't know if this pitching staff has enough to do that.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This was actually submitted by a texter last Friday.
Whoa.
How do you eat a cupcake?
Oh.
Like a normal person, which is just taking a bite out of it, frosting and then the cake, cake and then the frosting, or like a sandwich?
You want to get as close as you can, equal parts cake and frosting in every bite.
You know, the best way to do that is the way that I do it, which is to shove the whole thing in your mouth.
Okay.
I wish I had that option. I wish I had five options.
At one time, you can get equal parts cake and ice cream by just shoving the whole thing.
Unhitch
in your mouth.
The wagon.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I usually go frosting first because eating a cupcake is really messy for good reason.
So you just leave the stump?
Well, then I eat it.
Yeah, with no frosting at
frosting?
All.
Oh yeah,
if
it's a good cupcake, it'll be moist.
What is it like living in your world of chaos?
Well, 9% say they also do that.
These people vote.
Sickos.
DQ, we have some questions here. Jody from Alpena would like to submit a poll question. Have you peed in the pool?
I've never done that.
I don't think I've ever done that either.
Well,
I don't think so.
And here's why I've never done that, because the movie Grown Ups came out, and they made that lie that the pool water turns dark blue around you, and that always scared me. Even if it's a lie, I'm not willing to test it.
Scared. Look straight.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
And I don't have a pool, so I would just have to pee in somebody else's. And I'm not cool with that.
Scared straight.
BE wants to know if you're still able to take notes in the shallow end of the pool.
Yeah. I don't bring my notepad out there.
TA says, rip it off, put the top on like a sandwich? That's weird.
18% say they do that.
Wait a minute. So you take the top and flip it around?
Cut the bottom half of the cupcake off, and then it's like a little piece of cake.
This started a couple of years ago when Anne Hathaway did it.
Really?
Yeah, that's how she does it.
This is more offensive to me than hardcore pornography, honestly. Like, to eat a cupcake that way is terrible.
What is that from?
Hold on.
The Office.
Okay.
Hang on.
The poster.
Yes.
You're offended by that?
I'm just saying. Hmm. You can't. No, you can't do that. What's next? You're going to eat a Snickers with a knife and fork? I mean, seriously.
Lance in Bentonville says, what are you, an anaconda? No, I'm hungry.
My anaconda.
I don't want that. Go ahead.
Okay, so 67% say they eat a cupcake like a normal person. But like I said, 18% say they do eat it like a sandwich, and that is the second place right now. So,
oh my God.
Okay, our last one is...
Nigel would also like to know, if we can put this up, have you ever peed from outside the pool?
Like into
the,
it?
Into the pool.
No.
That's weird.
What's wrong with you people?
Look, I don't know.
You know, we're living in a society here. We're supposed to act in a civilized way. I mean, come on.
Okay, our last one. Can a bar call itself a dive bar, or does it have to earn that name?
Oh, it has to earn the name. You can't give yourself a nickname.
Wait, what? No.
Can a bar call itself a dive bar?
No.
No,
like
no,
the
no.
Owners of the bar or the bartenders there.
First of all, if it's less than like 10 years old, it can't qualify. It's too clean. Right. A dive bar has to have some like grime and some somebody.
That's what I think. Yeah. When I think of like, the word dive bar, I think of grime.
Like you can't open up on Lower Broadway in Nashville and call yourself a dive bar on day one. It's too nice in there.
Yeah, it's no.
And you probably need a trough in the men's room, honestly. You don't need like proper toilets.
It's like a 12-step process to becoming a dive bar. And one of them is, one of the first ones is somebody has to have vomited on the floor.
Oh, yeah, you got to break it in, yeah.
Somebody has to have passed out at the bar and been dragged out. There has to have been a
bar
fight.
There better be burn marks on the bar.
There's a lot that, and you had to have been smoking at one time.
You know when you go into one, that you're, okay, this is the dive bar.
You know what? When you walk in, you know. You know I'm in a dive bar.
But if it's got to be at least, you know, seasoned by like 10 years, though. If your bar is 2 years old, it's not a dive bar. It's too nice. It's too nice in there. Just saying.
So this is pretty close to 100% because 96% say they have to earn the name. I came up with this question because I saw a photo of a bar that was just called the Dive Bar. And that got me thinking about
it. What did
it
look like?
I didn't see the inside.
Oh, well, there you go. There's another thing to be worried about.
Cody in Mountain Home on the McLarty Daniel Hotline says a dive bar can't have menus. I agree.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
it can't have.
Everything's got to be upstairs.
It can't have food. It's just got maybe pretzels.
Yeah, snack food.
You don't have snack a hot food. Kitchen no. in a
right,
dive bar.
Right.
You've got booze and maybe like peanuts and pretzels, and that's it. And cigarettes. You know what? You can buy cigarettes at the bar. That's another.
Caleb,
that's the vending
Caleb
machine.
Caleb in Pangburn says you don't walk into a dive bar sober.
No, you don't start there.
Yeah,
no.
Yes, exactly.
You end there.
That's where your night ends.
That's right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Ooh, look at ours here on Lower Broadway. I've got I'm a country star, and I've got a dive bar. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
It's nicer in there than my house. What are you talking about?
So let's be elitist about this. Hacker wants to know if this version of Maxine's would be considered a dive bar. Absolutely
as
not.
As a menu.
Yeah. No,
so it does?
As a fun menu. It's a fun menu.
At one time, Maxine's was a dive bar. It is not any longer.
Really?
No.
Wow, that's shocking.
No,
I can't believe that.
No, I mean, the lights work. So, no.
I can't believe that. I'm stunned. By that revelation.
Hmm. Cody in Mountain Home points out the bartender can't be hot. You know what? Cody, that's 100% correct. Dive bar bartender cannot be hot. Good point.
Wow. All right.
TA says there has to be a novelty dispenser in the restroom.
Oh, yeah. You got to have one of those.
No IPAs in a true dive bar.
Oh, no. Only domestics, right. Really. I mean, maybe a Heineken. Maybe.
And with sure sign you're in a dive bar, pickled eggs in a jar.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Cash only dive bar.
Without question.
I mean, please. Yes. I mean, we don't got your fancy computers in here. No. Yeah. And the jukebox has to be a minimum of 50 years old.
Oh, without question. They haven't opened it to change music out in 50 years.
They're still, it's a jukebox where they're putting music on old records. Like, it's 45s.
And nobody asks who's KC and the Sunshine Band.
No, that's right.
Nope. No, sir.
A dive bar ain't playing KC and the Sunshine Band.
I don't know.
No.
Why not?
Charlie Daniels, maybe.
Why would you not play KC in the Sunshine? What do you have against KC?
I'm your boogeyman.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. All right. Thank you, DQ. Those are the poll questions here on Ruskin and Zach. Caleb and Bangbert on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. The bathroom has a guess your weight machine.
Yes.
And one of those grip tester things. You know what I'm talking about?
See, those were the games we used to play. Now they've got that like punching bag and it, that,
No.
The grip tester.
What about Golden Tee? Golden Tee is a good bar game, but is it a dive bar game?
I don't like my dive bars with a lot of electricity, to be very honest.
Limited electricity.
Exactly.
Got it.
You plug one more thing in, it's going to go.
Oh, yeah. There's that one outlet behind the bar that's got like nine things plugged into it. Yeah, you got to have that. And it's always like an external outlet. Like it's in silver and there's conduit. Like it's outside of the wall. That's what you want.
Here's another vote for pickled eggs.
Yeah.
Now we have to take into account regional differences when it comes
regional
to pickled eggs. There, you know, there may be other things on the bar, but I like the pickled eggs thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, here's an interesting qualifier. Does the dive bar have flat TVs? No. Big 27-inch Magnavox tube up in the corner, like on Cheers. That's.
Tanner Tupelo's texting. Hey, give us your thoughts on the College of Charleston being left out of the baseball tournament. Tanner, I'm going to pray for you.
Tanner, let me tell you, no disrespect to anybody in Charleston or in college, I couldn't care less. I could not care less.
Let's all pray for Tanner. He needs it.
I mean, honestly. Oh, boy.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you got to have shuffleboard, too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And a pool table that's got some marks on it,
too. A pool table with, like, seven pool balls.
Doesn't have them all. Yeah, are the pool balls behind the bar and you have to get them?
Yes.
Or are they in the table?
And it comes with a big hubcap.
Oh. Can you get a seltzer at a dive bar?
No, absolutely not. No.
Here's another vote for cash only. Yeah, I told you. You can't. We don't have your fancy electronics. Mm. We have a cash register from 1958. That's what we have. Don't like it? We don't care.
It. Yep, that's it.
Go drink somewhere else. That's another thing. They can be rude to you. It's like, if you don't want to drink here, we don't care.
Also, Robert Bullsholz points out, if you go to a dive bar, you need to expect a fight. And if you don't get one, you're not in a dive bar.
And it's too early. You're not there at the right. You're there at like 9:30.
Well, this goes in with the you don't go there. You end up there.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. If you're there and there's not at least some shouting going on, I mean something.
Dr. K points out there has to be a minimum of 3 bullet holes in one wall.
Oh man. Yeah. And no doubt a trough in the men's room. You got to have a trough in the men's room.
The short one, not the long one.
No, that's right.
Russell and Mountain Home points out that the missing pool balls are evidence at the police station during one of the fights.
They're locked up.
Yep,
that's right.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah.
All right, that's how you know you're in a dive bar.
Ryan claims the shuffleboard is too hip.
It is. All the kids like it, so that's not... I would say, look, you're there for one reason and one reason only. You're not there to be entertained.
Oh, and the youngest person there is like 42. That's another thing about it.
Yeah, but looks 62.
Well, yeah. Time ravages you way when you have 14 lung darts a day or
somebody,
whatever.
Somebody lights up and nobody moves. Nobody even flinches.
That's right. Here's a text on the McLarty Dino hotline. A drunk girl crying in the parking lot.
Absolutely.
No, she's sitting on the curb. In front of the door.
Either in the curb, the parking lot's fine, but definitely sitting on cement.
Yes, that's
whether
right.
Whether it's the sidewalk, the curb, whatever.
Yes. She's sitting on concrete.
Right. And she's inaudible. It's just... Yes.
Oh, here's a good one.
Mm.
A drunk old lady dancing by herself.
Oh, yeah. Peggy with her shirt off.
You better be careful because she's going to try and dance with you.
That's right.
You better be ready for that.
She's going home with somebody.
Believe that.
Somebody is giving her a lift home.
Oh, man.
You know, I do think this is another one. A dive bar would open up around 11 a.m.
Yeah, that's right. People are waiting to get in. About time. It's 11:02. What the hell?
Caleb is text back in. Let's just call it what it is. It's the VFW in Searcy.
That is a place. That is a place. Is that the one by the Walmart or out there by the fairgrounds? I can't remember. Oh, the Elks Lodge is by Walmart. That's another place you can
Here's a text. Shirley's in Springdale. Let me tell you about Shirley's.
First
time I ever went to a karaoke bar, I went to Shirley's. And I did not know. I almost got in a fight with that. But I was with the University of Arkansas pitching coach at the time. And he was the one that nearly started the fight. But I'm not.
MMFH. Am I right, folks? I right?
It was the guy that he replaced. But I have never seen people at a karaoke bar stand at attention for a karaoke version of Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA.
That's the unofficial national anthem. What are you talking about?
My goodness. You want to talk about people taking their craft seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Here's how I know I am headed in the right direction.
No windows in a dive bar.
Oh, no, of course not. No. Here's how I know how I'm going in the right direction in life. My soon-to-be mother-in-law hates that song. Hates Lee Greenwood.
How can you do that?
I don't know. It's an opinion, that's for sure. I was in a dive bar once in Fort Smith. This was probably, God, when was this? I don't know. 15 years ago. It's a Sunday, and there's a pregnant woman smoking a cig over they did have
that
a window.
That sounds about right.
I'm like, okay, we are doing this now, aren't we?
I love all the suggestions we're getting for dive bars.
Yeah, and they're giving us names of ones. Right. I wish we could shout them out, but you know, we don't want to get into any kind of a kerfuffle here or something like
that.
Let's see here. David says there's an outline of a dead body in the parking lot.
Oh, Lane in Cave City, home of the cavemen. Dive bar must have a jukebox
and
that
the cave
plays
women.
Half the songs in it and serves beer in a can. That's no question. DQ, you see what you've done?
Yeah. Thank you, DQ.
Yeah, thank you very much.
DQ is doing a great job of bringing up poll questions that can eat about 25 minutes.
And we couldn't be happier.
No, we could not, because, it's hard out here when there's no football being played. And I'm talking real football, not whatever this UFL thing is that I haven't watched one down of this entire time or whatever's been going on. You see any of that?
No.
No. Oh, okay.
Ryan Pergrove points out a bar that I've been to. Out on the western edge of Highway 62.
That's right.
I've been to that, and I've been there late. That place is not for people like me.
All right, let's see here if he can get Zach once again. Big Keith is on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Big Keith.
Big Keith up in the house.
Shut up, Big Keith.
How you guys doing today?
Shut your face. What do you want?
Hey, I got a dive bar for you. Must have. It's one of those old pull-out cigarette machines.
Oh, yeah, with the handles? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love those.
That, and then on the bar itself, they have a love tester machine.
The love tester!
You know. And then on the mirror up in the upper right-hand corner, it's got to have all kinds of, different displays, like, you know. Anyways, I thought I'd tell you that. And then I was going to ask you, when you start talking about sports, or if you do today, how many teams on the SEC do you think is going to get through to the Supers? And how likely do you think it is for Arkansas to get to the World Series? And then on the betting side, if anybody's making bets, they have predictions on each regional now. And I don't know about anybody else, but you could pick like eight of them, the home team's going to win, for the SEC. And I got about $52,000 if my 10 comes in, what I mean?
All right. So. Look at that.
All right, guys. See ya.
Big Keith taking us to a dive bar if that cash is
out. What are you talking about?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
I provided the TV in here, and Zach runs the remote.
I provided the apps that provide the TV.
Well, that's fair. Okay. He does provide the apps, yes.
Okay.
That's right. And we have to watch, like, what is this, high A baseball?
We
what
are
the hell
in between games. There's a game that is set to start shortly. Nothing on
I have
at the
seen more minor league baseball on TV than I care to admit because
this is Zach, high A baseball.
Oh, my God. Why are we watching this?
Hey, they play with wooden bats.
You got a good point there. All right, thank fine. You. There it is.
Well, we're gonna go. We're gonna go later. We got about 20
okay,
minutes.
We
long.
Got okay. All right, fine. All right.
We're fine.
All right,
everything's fine.
What happened to when we used to watch the BBC every day? What happened to that?
Yeah, the news is depressing.
That's right.
If I'm gonna be depressed, I'm gonna do it on my own terms.
That's right.
See those guys? They don't even watch American news. That's how much they hate everything.
Right, yeah. They hate American news. That's right. Well, you should hate American news. It's all terrible for you. It's worse than drinking gravy three meals a day or whatever.
What's wrong with that?
It's not good for you. Every day, every now and then, you can have a little gravy, but not all the time. We've got the McLarty Daniel hotline going here.
Wide open.
866-285.
Left lane hammering down.
Oh, it's too soon.
Is it?
It's too soon.
It's been a couple of years.
It's been a while, yeah. That's right. Let's see here. 866-285-4005 is how you can reach us on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Hi, DQ. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
All right,
DQ's been very quiet today.
That means she's gonna, have one of those meltdowns on the air.
No, she's gonna have a great show.
Oh, okay, all right.
It feels like we're about to dial M for meat today, or B for bacon, something like that. Feels like she's a volcano that's just simmering.
I've been watching all week as these they're having their big powwow down there at Destin, or the byline in the paper reads Miramar Beach, Florida. I don't know what the difference is. I'm sure they're both fine communities.
Miramar? Maybe Top Gun is.
Maybe Miramar is the only place the paper could afford to have someone stay. They couldn't afford to send somebody to Destin, so they sent them to Miramar. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know if you've paid attention, but the newspaper industry isn't exactly thriving right now. I just didn't know if you knew that. They're nearby. They're like... Oh, it's right up the beach. Okay. Not far away. Let me see here. A couple miles, maybe? Not that far at all. I'm striving for accuracy. Well, I appreciate
beach,
that.
The beach is the beach.
Well, it's on that, what do you call that island that's not on the mainland? The Outer Banks? Is that what you call that thing? You know how Florida has like the island and then there's like water and then there's the mainland. What do you call that?
An inlet?
Maybe. I don't know what you call it there. You know, if we were talking about Michigan, TQ would be all over. She's right, an expert right. on all things Michigan.
She's a youper.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Barrier Island, I think is what it's
barrier
called.
Island?
Yeah, I think it's called a barrier island. Yeah. Yeah. It's something like that. Anyway, that's the deal here. Anyway, so they're down there all week and they're having this, you know, the SEC loves to show off their wealth. So they're, you know, they could have this at a Best Western by the airport, but no, we can't do that. We've got to have it in Destin, right?
Right.
Got to show off. Got to show off. And, you know, there's all this different stuff they want to do. What's funny is, like, the whole week is spent on talking about things that really don't, like, the coaches and ADs, like, aren't in charge of any of this. Like, it's all the presidents, and they vote on stuff at the end of the week or resolutions or whatever. So, the coaches, this is America in a nutshell. When the coaches vote on stuff, it's like a change.org petition. Like, you can do it all day, but it doesn't really, you know, mean anything, right? You know, you've seen people get these petitions going to get this thing or that thing, whatever. So the coaches vote, but it doesn't count. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course it does.
They vote on stuff, and it's covered like, you know, the Senate is calling the roll or something. But they're just football coaches, and they don't really get a say in anything. But anyway, they want to get rid of walk-ons or something like that, like football, walk-on football players or trim the rosters.
Yeah.
Down. I don't understand this because, like, what, like, okay, they're walking on, so you're probably paying for their textbooks, which is, you know, not nothing.
It's not nothing.
But it's not a full scholarship or anything like that. They don't get any NIL money. Like, what are they harming? Like, they're not, what are they doing that's like, well, we got to get rid of these? Like, I don't understand why that's the thing that
I'm sure that they are looking at all aspects of cost cutting and who knows what the what they supply the walk-ons with costs, and if it's an area of, look, it's not the highest paid employees that always get cut. Sometimes it's the guys at the end of the chain.
Well, that's what it is, right? Is that this is the first meetings that they've had since this settlement has gone through, right. And so they're trying to figure out. Because there's only so many people you can force into early retirement, so it's like, well, how do we cut the corners on this? Because you're going to have to pay. Ultimately, you are going to have to pay for this because the NCAA is paying 75%, 50% of this, and then the schools are paying the other half or the other. It's split up. So like the SEC owes a bunch of money, all the different leagues,
mm-hmm.
And so. And this is back pay for NIL going back to 2016. So they're not going to pass the savings along to you, is my point.
Oh, no. And No. If you think you're
cutting, they got to figure out how to cut stuff. They got to figure out, and I guess cutting walk-ons is an idea they had. I don't think any of the coaches want to do that, but it was something that got thrown out there as they have these meetings that are, you know, more or less pointless. Yeah, the coaches are united in support to keep walk-ons, the football players. We're, of course, keeping the restaurant, too. We like that. But, I mean, we're keeping we're talking about the mm-hmm. guys on the team. Anyway, they're going to keep the walk-ons around.
Yeah, I don't know what the point of that is. Walk-ons, I mean, have rich traditions at almost every school. And they're guys that, you know, sort of balance out the roster. And some of these walk-ons are pretty good football players.
It turns out to be, yeah. You never know. You hit one every now and then. That's way above expectations. Pittman was talking about this in the paper. He wants to see 100 players on a roster so you could have 4 players per position.
Oh, how nice.
That's what he wants. See, I don't know. I think your game day roster should be like 60. So we don't have to do all this duplicate number nonsense and trying to figure out on special teams which number 4 made the tackle, because there's 4 of them, and we don't know which one it is.
Or how about this? What if you just made every position a specific number? That would help.
You could do that, too. Yeah. I hate the way – I think there are too many people on a game day home roster. Now, on the road, it's different because there's so many seats on the plane, so it's different. But at home, you know, when you dress 105 people, that's absurd. You shouldn't do that. I mean, if you want to be on the sidelines, cool. But to dress every... that's ridiculous. And confusing to everybody. Abner wants to know why you need four long snappers. That's an excellent question.
Long snappers matter.
Yeah, but you don't need four of them, do you?
Says you.
You don't need four of them?
Yeah, why not if you can get five, get five. It's an embarrassment of riches.
Right. Right. I don't know. But this is one of the things they're talking about here as they have had these meetings this week. The first time, and we talked about this a little bit, that they've got OU in Texas there. So we have the famous pinwheel SEC logo has 16 schools on it. And, you know, we'll get some gear going with all that on there. You know what I mean? You could do that.
Yeah. Well, DQ, are we going to get you a pinwheel logo?
I would wear one.
No.
All right, let's do it.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Have you ever seen a Karen make a pull your phone out and start filming scene in public?
Did something happen?
No, I've just been watching a lot of Karen videos on YouTube lately.
Okay.
They make these compilations.
Yeah.
And they're great.
I've never seen one in person, I don't believe. Well, if you count that girl, that woman that got thrown out of the basketball game in Farmington from across the gym.
That would probably be some. That would count.
I wasn't like right there, though. I was across the gym.
We were talking about this earlier. When we had our incident, not you and I, but the incident at our basketball game.
Oh, yeah.
There were views from the other side that were sent to me.
Oh, I see.
So, yes.
People got their phones out.
That is, yes.
Excellent.
I would be willing to bet if like really good camera phones had existed when I was going to Little League games. There would have been some videos. There'd have been some videos. Not of me, but there would have been some videos.
Right.
So 68% said that they haven't, sadly. 31% say yes. 1% says that they are the Karen.
Oh, I'd like to have
the 1%.
I'd love to have a conversation with these folks.
And then someone commented.
I'd like to speak to the manager.
Someone commented and said that they work in retail. So a Karen is about a once a week occurrence for them. But they're not allowed to film.
Have
film
we
people.
Lowered the bar on what a Karen is now?
I think we're becoming desensitized to it.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's happening so often.
Yeah.
Or it's in our face so often anyway. Because of all the videos people have. Yeah. I mean, that's what's happening here.
Okay. Yeah. And our last one is, does spending money on an app feel different than spending money on anything else?
Like an app on the phone?
Yeah.
Or an appetizer?
So I'm an app on the phone.
Okay. All right.
When I discovered that you could have all of your Christmas gifts delivered via the app, my life changed.
No. But like, say you wanted to download an app and it was $1.99.
Oh, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not
doing
that.
So 34% said that they don't spend money on apps. I've never purchased an app, but you know when you're playing a game on your phone and they have in-app purchases? I have spent some money on that.
Let me tell you something. Parents end up spending annually, $100 million on those in-app purchases?
Oh, yeah.
Because the kids come up to you and they're like,
$9 here, $12 there.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's this one game on my phone that I love so much, and I've bought two expansion packs. So far, I've spent like $30 on this app.
Wow. Yo, we had it going on in a previous time. You know, the kid wanted to do something. Like, all right, go clean the cars out. And he did. Then he got the money.
Yeah.
That's how America used to work. You know what I mean? You want something? Okay, go mow the yard. Go clean a toilet or something. And then you get the money. That's how it works.
We need to read that text. Don't know how to do it.
Oh, the Missouri one?
Yes.
Oh, I'm all over it. I'm
okay, ready?
All right, thank you, DQ.
Yeah, those are the polls.
All right, DQ with the polls here. It's 27 after the hour here on Ruskin and Zach. A text from Missouri, Meth-Zuri, on the McLarty Daniel Outline. Fluoride toothpaste is a mind control agent forced on us as a Western civilization. There is no safe amount that does not lower IQ and dumb down the brain. The dumber the population, the easier to control the population as a whole. That I agree with. Think dyes in food as well. Blue 1, red 40, and yellow.
What about UB40?
What about yellow number 5?
Yeah.
Red number 6 or whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. Half of this is correct. The dumber the population, the easier to control. That is correct.
That's correct.
Is it the fluoride that made everybody dumb? I don't think so.
I don't think so, no.
I don't think so. Could it have actually been, you know, gradual cuts to education over the last 40 years? Maybe that's what it is.
I think that may have something to do with
that
it,
That may have something to do with it? Okay, all right. I believe that's more... But you know what? People love a fantasy. People's lives are so boring. They have to make up stuff to get little juice during their life.
Conspiracies are for people who don't understand.
And they're bored.
Well, it just makes...
They're bored.
They are able to connect simple dots instead of asking like really hard questions. Did making education cuts, did that make our kids more dumb? Yes.
It started with my generation, of millennials. We're dumb.
Yes.
We're dumb.
That is correct.
And we're running stuff.
Yes.
Now. That should be terrifying to all of you.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Now we're being told it was the salt that has dumbed down America.
Oh, my God.
Dan in Mount Ida claims people have to blame someone else for their problems. Mm, that is also true.
That is true. Also true.
That is also true.
Text from the 479 says tequila is free of dyes and makes him do dumb things.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, there's no red number.
No red dye there. No, sir.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No, people have boring lives, and so they have to make up this stuff to, like, you know, give them a little, little excitement during the day. You know what I mean?
That's what happens. Yeah. I read that and was like, oh, no. No, 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 no.
No.
Anyway.
All right. Missouri, everybody. There you go. Okay. The McLarty Daniel Hotline is open here at 866-285-4005. The fluoride made us all dumb.
Yes.
Did it make the manly men, like, not manly, too? Is that another thing that the fluoride did?
Well, back in those days, it was Brill Cream that did this to you.
That's right. I love it. I love all this stuff. This is fantastic. All right. I'm being recommended books, but we'll see what
he doesn't read.
I can't read. I forgot how. It's amazing. I learned how to read and now forgot how to read. It's a really doctors are amazed. they don't understand it.
That's right.
Oh boy. All right. Aren't you glad we have reasonable common sense people on the text line?
All opinions are welcome. Some just, you kind of just shake your head and go, okay.
Well, here's the thing. You can have an opinion, but if you share it with me, I have the right to judge it because that's what this is, all right?
That is the arrangement. That's the transactional arrangement.
This isn't C-SPAN where you get to say whatever you want and then the guy goes,
wrong!
All right, thank you. let's go to a independent in Columbia,
Missouri.
Are they
still doing that?
They used to have different phone numbers.
Right.
I don't know. I don't have C-SPAN anymore. It's not on YouTube TV.
DQ, what'd you find out if C-SPAN is still operational?
It's still operational.
I've never seen C-SPAN.
I never watched C-SPAN.
Not since the late 80s.
At one point, they had three C-SPANs, which I don't understand that. Why do we need three of them? You know what I mean? I know you need two because one covers the House and one covers the Senate. That makes sense. Why do we need the third one? What is the other third thing? Oh, and did you ever, you never watched it, so you missed out on this. On Sunday nights, they'd run Parliament.
No.
They would just start yelling at each other and roasting each other.
Yeah, if you catch
British Parliament is strange.
If you catch Parliament on the right day, Parliament can be a lot of fun.
It's a roast bat. What's that show where they roast each other on MTV? What was that called? I don't know. It's like that.
Okay.
And then everybody's like, oh, he got you. It's crazy.
Caleb in Pangburn says it's energy drinks. that are making.
Don't tell Zach.
No. Yeah, don't. Oh, no, I ain't got a mind to control. So
what's controlling your mind? Our lines are open. 866-285-4005. Let's see here. What are you flying off the handle about Bronny James?
I'm not flying off the handle. I saw this article yesterday on Bronny James, in which reportedly he received 22 invites to work out for NBA teams.
Right.
He declined 20 of them. He's only going to work out for the Phoenix Suns and the Los Angeles Lakers. Here's my thing.
Yeah.
Bronny James averaged 4.8 points per game and shot 36% from the field. If I took away his name, he's not an NBA prospect. Rich Paul, who is his agent and his father's agent, and LeBron James are controlling this process to the point where somebody in the NBA is going to be dumb enough to draft this kid with the first pick because they are so afraid of letting LeBron get away, particularly the Lakers. He's not an NBA player, and LeBron, and I'm going to use a term here, is a snowplow parent. He is clearing the snowplow parent is a word for parent that clears the way for their kids so that they face no adversity. They are creating a bubble in which Bronny James believes that he is an NBA player. This is not Bronny James' fault. Bronny James is a mid, to use DQ's word, mid college basketball player. If you can give me
He scored 4 points a game.
And this is my point. If you can give me one college basketball player who averaged 4.8 points and shot 36% from the field, who was considered an NBA prospect at any round, I would like to hear that name because it simply doesn't exist. The team that drafts him, and they're going to draft him in the first round, somebody's going to take him. The GM should be immediately fired.
No, he's going to sell a bunch of tickets.
The GM
in the short term
should be immediately fired because you have wrecked your future for a kid that as soon as LeBron James, and there's no guarantee LeBron James is going to go anywhere other than Los Angeles, you have wrecked your future, and as soon as LeBron James goes, you're going to have to cut him because he can't play in the NBA.
Yeah.
This is the most incredible thing I've seen.
Well, look, it's a combination of two of the most irritating people in the history of American sports, LeBron and Rich Paul, who's another, but everybody in the media has to kiss his backside or they get no access. So you have to play the game with a Rich Paul client, with Clutch Sports. We went through this here with Nick Smith. Musselman had to play the game and be nice, even though Nick Smith was a tremendous pain in the ass, and Rich Paul, and they were. But you had to play the game. You know, the same deal with Calipari. If they get a Clutch Sports guy in here, and they probably have some or will,
yeah,
you got to play the game.
And we've got folks pointing out that not only in addition to that, he has a pretty serious medical condition.
Yes.
And you're going, look, picks in the NBA are not valued the way they used to be. They are still valuable.
There's only two rounds of that.
Exactly. They are still incredibly valuable. And the Lakers, I think, have the 18th or 22nd, but I forget which one it is, but this, you're making a 2-year investment. You're going to pay him first round money, plus you're going to have to pay his dad, whatever, you know, whatever. What happens if, I don't know, Orlando decides?
$100 million.
What happens if Orlando just decides, yeah, let's take him with whatever pick they have?
See, I think Orlando, yeah, I mean, that specific example, like, I think Orlando has a developing young base. Like, they may be a year away from being the Timberwolves or whatever.
Bad example.
But they could screw it all up if they bring him in.
What about
Charlotte?
That's what
I'm saying.
What about Charlotte?
Charlotte, there's nothing going on.
Yeah, okay, so they bring Bronny James in, and LeBron, I mean, does he stay in that? It's supposed to be a 2-for-1 deal is kind of what everybody's thinking.
That's what they think.
But you're really getting LeBron James at the end of his career, still a very effective player, but at the end of his career, and you're going to have to cut this kid the minute LeBron retires. Because he can't play. He can't play in the NBA.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.